USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is giving a green light to retired Army General Lloyd Austin as Secretary of Defense.
The yeas are 93, the nays are 2, and the nomination is confirmed.
Austin easily confirmed in a bipartisan vote. He is one of President Biden's top cabinet picks and becomes the first African American to lead the Pentagon. Janet Yellen on her way to becoming Treasury Secretary after being unanimously recommended in a committee vote this morning. Yellen is a former Fed Reserve Chair and would be the first woman to be Treasury Secretary. A full Senate vote expected to take place later on Friday. Tonight's estimated Mega Millions jackpot is now $1 billion. That's an increase from the original $970 million estimated prize following Tuesday's drawing. That drawing takes place at 11 p.m. Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.